Can I do something here for a moment? Raise your hand if this is your very first time being here at this church. Okay, we're so glad you're here with us today. Raise your hand if you're here visiting family. Is that me? Well, stop. Make it stop. Thank you. Hey, I want to apologize for looking like a raccoon. We had a community Easter egg hunt yesterday, and there's a few others who look like this. I have my sunglasses on and didn't have a hat on, so this is the outcome. And we had a blast. Listen, I want to say thank you to all of our workers. We had over like 24 workers, if not more, and from our church, and there was other churches involved as well. I'm pretty sure there were 600 people at the egg hunt yesterday. So what a success! I just rejoice. Lots and lots of fun. On that note, if you have kids today, we're going to have our own Easter egg hunt after service today, and that will be across the street at the youth building because we planned on it being rainy. Want to apologize also about it being a little warm in here. I've got the air on. It's trying to work. If you're on the edges, you know that it's working. If you're in the middle, you might not know. Okay. But thanks for squeezing in. Thanks for helping with chairs. I'm excited. I love, some people call it Easter. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday. But I'm also the guy, I don't like, some of you are going to have what some call deviled eggs today. You think you're going to have some of that today? I don't call them that. I call them angel eggs. I don't like the devil. I don't. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Now we're going to get serious. Some of you, he's been working at destroying your life and your family. And then a few songs ago, we were singing about God's love. I could sing of your love forever. But I felt the Holy Spirit quicken my heart, and I believe what he was impressing on my heart was that some of you don't know his love. Some of you don't know it yet. Some of you don't believe it. And it's going to be my goal the rest of this service to try to help you to understand that our God loves you. And the way that I typically say it around here is he loves you like crazy. Look at that cross. He was willing to go to a cross because he loved you like he does. Not just a little bit. He loves you with all that he has. And he still loves you, even after he was raised from the dead. Amen? Amen. Listen, we celebrate his resurrection all year round. We've got to. Because the cross is only half of it. So let's go to that story. I want to walk you through it. The resurrection story of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, right? He was arrested before he died. He was arrested. They set up this mock trial. They knew what they were going to do. That was the whole purpose of arresting him, was so they could get rid of him because they were jealous. Guess what? People are still trying to get rid of Jesus. Don't be one of them. Because I want to explain something to you. He wins. He wins in the end. Jesus is victorious. He's never going to lose. Even when the devil thought he had Jesus defeated, that was all part of the whole scheme. His plan was to deliver us from sin and to give us eternal life. Can I point out something that you may or may not know? Each one of us is going to live forever in one of two places. Maybe you never thought of it like that. We're either going to live in heaven with God forever, or we're going to live forever in hell. You only get one of two choices. If you don't choose, that's still a choice. Oh, come on, preacher. It's good preaching today. If I do say so myself. Because you weren't going to. I'm messing with you. Listen, the Lord loves you. I think he proved it. I think he proved it. And I'm so thrilled that he did. You see, the Jesus, when he was arrested, they arrested him. They put him on trial, and they said, "Okay, we want to get rid of this guy." So that, you know, and last Sunday was Palm Sunday, right? Where they had the palm branches out and they were shaking those and waving those around and laying them in front of Jesus, praising him. And then less than a week later, they're like, "No, crucify that rascal." And they did, but it needed to happen. Anybody thankful that it happened? I'm thankful, because if he hadn't died for our sins, we'd still be stuck in them. But he did. He did die for them. And then he was raised from the dead. So what had happened was he was in the tomb. They buried him in a tomb. That's representing there. And so some of the women that followed Jesus, they went to anoint his body. Okay, kind of as their custom. And when they as they're walking, they're thinking to themselves, "What are we going to do about that stone that's in the way? There's not enough of us that we can't move that large stone out of the way. What are we going to do?" But they keep walking anyway. And they get there, and the stone is rolled away, and they're going, "What's going on? Did somebody take him? What?" And they step in, and they see that he's not there, and boop, there's this guy. He was an angel. And he says, "I know you're looking for Jesus." Anybody know what he said next? "He's not here. He's not here. He has risen like he said he would." You don't say that God did what he said he would do, right? God's powerful. He can do anything. And I think that this day marks that very, very well. Resurrection Sunday. Because these women they're going there and they're trying to figure this out. And Jesus, he's not there. He's long gone. Right? He's raised. He's been raised from the dead. And he's ready now to begin to reveal himself to his disciples so that they start to get it. Okay? God demonstrated his love for you in Jesus dying and in Jesus being raised. Why? Because his death and his resurrection, it means victory for you. Do you realize that? Pastor, are you saying that everything that I endeavor to do, I'm going to be successful? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we can have victory over sin like Jesus did, and like Jesus did, we can have victory over death. Now, hold on a second. You might be thinking, but people still get sick and people still die. Yes, we're talking about a second death. Okay? I hope I didn't lose you there. That's the eternal life that I was talking about. Why? Because these bodies can't last forever. The body you walked in here in, it's not made to last forever because sin has corrupted it. That's why Jesus had to go to the cross. Is this making any sense? Shake your head. No, if it's not making sense. Like this, if it's making some sense. Okay? Don't do that too hard to make you dizzy. I want you to know that God loves you. I mean, when you leave and walk out of those doors, I want you to be a new person because of the love that Jesus has for you. We're not going to hold you here until that happens. I wish. Okay, while I'm there, I told my wife, when I go to be with Jesus and there's a funeral for me, Jimmy, pay attention, lock the doors. Nobody leaves until there's an altar call given. Nobody leaves. You hear me? If you come, they're not letting you leave. Emily, you hire some gorillas. That's big, mean men that look mean, like they could hurt you. They're usually nice, but they look mean and strong. They're going to guard the doors. Okay? I mean, why? Because it is so important to me that people come to know Jesus. It's so important. It's paramount. Listen, we've got to have jobs to pay the bills, but guess what? You can't leave heaven without Jesus. I'm sorry, you can't leave earth without Jesus. Otherwise, we don't get into heaven. I hope that's making sense. It's simple, simple, simple. We've got to know Christ. And I, matter of fact, I believe, and this goes back 24 years for me. I was praying. I said, God, he'd already called me into ministry. I just didn't know what to do. Anybody ever not know what God wanted you to do yet? Yeah, it's okay. You're in good company. Because he doesn't show all of it to you at once. At least he never has with me. He shows a little bit at a time. Here's what you do next. Here's what you do next. And you just go and you follow that. That's practical right there, by the way. You should write that down. Take notes. So what I believe is I was praying. I said, oh, God, what do you want me to do? You've called me. What do you want me to do with my life? He said, I want you to make disciples, son. I want you to make disciples. What does that mean? That means I want you to help other people grow in their relationship with me. That's all that it means, with him, with God. And so in my prayer time, I believe that God weeps in heaven. Is heaven going to be full of that? I don't think so. But I believe that God loves you enough that he weeps over you. Matter of fact, one of the scriptures I was going to take you to this morning, I scrapped all that, by the way. But anybody ever heard of Lazarus? Lazarus had two sisters, okay? And Lazarus got sick, and so one of the sisters sent somebody to go and tell Jesus, hey, you need to come. Your friend Lazarus is sick. Okay, they were buddies. And Jesus waits a little bit, and it's a couple days to get to Lazarus. And by the time Jesus gets there, Lazarus had already died. And they said, one of his sisters came out to Jesus. She was a little bit upset because her brother had died. And she said, Jesus, you know, Jesus, if you had only been here, my brother, he'd still be here. And Jesus, can you put that one up? John 11, I think it is. Is that right? John 11, 25. Jesus told her in response, he said, oh, guess what? I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. That's incredible. See how much God loves you? Do you see it? He wants to spend eternity with you. Don't leave the place. Don't leave this room. Don't leave this building this morning until you give him your heart and receive his love. What do I have to do, Pastor? All you have to do is cry out to God. He hears the cries of your hearts. All you have to do is say, Lord, I need your love. Reveal that to me today. Turn from your sin and run to him. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's why he sent his son to the cross. And that's why Jesus was raised from the dead, is so we could spend eternity with him in heaven. Isn't that exciting? Or are we too focused on this life? Because the problem is this life is important, but it's only a fraction of what eternity is going to be. Right? Eternity is going to be a long, long time, and I think that's amazing. We won't get old. We won't slow down. I played kickball yesterday. I could barely walk this morning when I got out of bed. It was awful. But we had a blast. We had a blast. So, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Not just a little bit. He loves you like crazy. And today he's saying to some of you, I don't know who you are, but you know. You feel him tugging on your heart right now. I want you to be able to leave this place knowing that God loves you. He has forgiveness available to you. He wants you to be with him forever in heaven. Isn't that exciting? So I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts. If you're here this morning and you need to, you're ready to accept God's love for you, you've not been living for God, but this morning you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit whispering to your heart of hearts. And this morning, if you're here and you say, I want to receive the love of Jesus, for the first time, I simply want you to raise your hand. You don't have to keep it up long. I just, once I see it and acknowledge it, you can put it down. Uh-huh. I see that. Is there others? Are there others who would say, I'm ready to give my life to Christ and live for Him? Is there anyone else? I see. Yeah? I see that. Okay. Is there anyone else? I'm ready to surrender my life, and I'm ready to receive the love that God has for me. I'm ready to receive His love for me. Is that a hand? Okay. I want you to know the love of Christ. The Bible talks about His love, that it is high, it is wide, it is deep, it is long. His love is incredible. He's forgiving. He's gracious. He's kind. This morning, I'm gonna switch gears just a little bit and say, if you need the Lord to touch your body or some aspect of your life, and you're willing to raise your hand so that I can pray with you, raise your hand. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. A lot of needs, sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask that you repeat a prayer after me, if you would. Listen, if you don't mean it, then don't do it. You're not trying to fake anybody, okay? That's not what we're about around here. But if you wanted to accept Christ as Lord and Savior and receive His love today, pray this prayer after me. Dear God, go ahead, everybody do it with me, unless, of course, you're not interested in it. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. Today, God, I receive your love for me, and I give you my life. Help me live for you all the days of my life. And I praise you. I need you today and always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, if you prayed that and you meant that, that was a sincere prayer from your heart. We sang about it a while ago. He makes you new. He makes you new on the inside. And that is a big deal. Matter of fact, he can revolutionize your life, and He's going to begin to help you walk in every step of the journey, okay? Because the cool thing about a group like this is there's different people in different stages of the journey. And it's very, very neat, and it's very interesting, and sometimes it causes a little bit of conflict, but it's all good nonetheless, okay? We're at different stages. If you raised your hand, you need the Lord to move in your life or your body or any of the above. Can we pray right now? If everything's good for you, look around. Are you willing to raise your hand again? Hey, I need the Lord to do something in my life so people know who they can pray with. Okay, there we go. Look around. Look at some. Yeah, there's a bunch of us. We're all needy. We're all poor and needy. Ray, can you raise your hand? We want to pray for Ray. Ray needs healing in his body in multiple areas. Okay, Ray, it's so good to see you today, friend. Let's pray. Mighty God, I thank you for who you are, and I ask, God, you see every hand. I ask that in the name, the mighty name of Jesus, that you'd release your power in this place and that you would touch these different needs. Lord, maybe it's healing. I know for Ray, it's healing. For Charles Antweiler, it's healing. Lord, for some others in the room, it's healing. But Lord, others, it might be some aspect of life. Maybe it's marriage. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's emotional. Lord, it might be a variety of things, or maybe it's several things. But Lord, I just thank you for your might. I thank you for your power. And I thank you for your presence. Would you come into this place today and move in our hearts, move in our bodies, transform minds. God, renew us And we just give you the praise. You see, you know what's going on in their lives. And God, I ask that you minister to them. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for doing it. You're so, so good. We love you for it, God. You're wonderful. And we look to you. We look to you today. Thank you for your great and wonderful love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Jason, would you make sure and tell them downstairs we're about ready for the Easter egg hunt? Okay, nobody moves. We're not locking the doors, don't worry. Not. That's when it's my time to go to heaven. So if you come, expect that, but not today. Hey, they're going to get ready. We're going to have, if your kiddos are doing the Easter egg hunt this morning, they're going to do that across the street, as I mentioned. And so we're going to...